Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foodstuffs, I'm Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Delmar Loop down in Southampton, coming real soon to St. Charles, and coming a little bit down the road to the Central West End. Check out Salt and Smoke. Also, we are on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Yeah, sure, it's my face, but I'll try to mix it up a little bit, and I'll show you what Jen looks like. Here's what Courtney looks like. Here's what Kevin looks like. Hello. And there's what Lance looks like from a distance.
By the way, someone just said on Instagram we should get everyone liking Jen's puppy picture instead.
But he just surpassed the other one because people listen to him.
Oh God, this ego is hurting my stomach.
That's not fair.
Isn't it about the puppy?
Y98.
Or is it about Tim?
It's absolutely about the puppy.
It's about Tim. Tim doesn't like animals.
If the world is right, a picture of me and a puppy should do better on our Instagram page.
But if you adopted the puppy, I would appreciate it more.
I know.
I did my part. I was there.
I feel like it's phony. Phony love for the puppy.
Yeah.
Did you adopt any of the puppies in your picture?
I have a puppy, and I've adopted 3 puppies in my lifetime.
How about you, Tim?
Oh, how much money did you guys drop off at Stray Rescue this
week?
I
give my time to all sorts of animal rescues. I'm doing one in April for Belleville Humane Society.
Oh, really? I've been involved with Bark in the Park at the Humane Society of Missouri for 17 years since I moved here in St. Louis.
Wow. Well, if you guys want to support both these heroes, follow us on Instagram at Courtney.
All right, let's get to some food, man.
Y98. Let's get to some food. Local news. This is big. We'll start with this. Schlafly Beer is hosting the 20th annual Stout and Oyster Festival. That goes on tomorrow and Saturday. It's this weekend over at the Schlafly Tap Room. It's going to be a good time. Festival is free to attend. All food and beverage available for purchase. So check it out.
And it's the Shuckers are characters. Yeah. Kevin, we did a Can Kevin last year, if he could shuck oysters, did a little video. And they are so much fun.
I just read something, weird foods that really elite athletes and elite runners eat, and oysters is one of them.
Oh, it's not Jack in the Box tacos?
No, surprisingly.
Hence my non-elite status.
But they carry oysters around because it's like a quick fix, and it has lots of vitamins and nutrients you need to recover after a race or a big, hard training session.
Wow.
I know. Who knew?
Get down there. Also, lots of beer.
Yes.
And live music. Lots of good bands. Cool local bands are playing. All right. New hot sauce coming out. I don't get into hot sauce at all. Spicy things. That's just not my thing at all. But some people get very, very excited about it. Lance, are you into that? I feel like you'd be into that.
You know, not really. I mean, I like spice, but I don't like anything where it's like, it's so super hot. I don't want to taste the hot. I want to taste the food with a little bit of spice.
Yes,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Where it overtakes the whole flavor of everything.
Yeah, when all you taste is hot, you don't even know what it is you're eating at that point.
Nick always makes fun of me because if I ever eat anything hot, I do this thing. And am I the only person that does this? I try to blow into my tongue.
What?
Oh, yeah.
To cool it off.
Yeah, it helps. It does. But then sometimes
you got to see this on Instagram.
Sometimes as soon as you do it, though, as soon as you stop the release, like, then it flares back up. You know what I'm talking about?
But he acts like I'm the only human that's ever done that.
I've done it before.
Okay.
I do the thing with hot food where if it's like actually like temperature hot, where I try to bounce it to different sides of my mouth. And I used to do it as a kid, and I'd go like this, and my dad would say I was like Joe Cocker singing. Maybe Stevie Wonder's a better reference for that. But you know how Joe Cocker used to like, Lance gets it.
He doesn't even count. He's not even commenting.
Lance, come on. You know how Joe Cocker would sing, right?
Oh, yeah.
What would you do? Okay. Thank you, Lance. Breaking food stuff. We got a text, which I appreciate. The Wienermobile The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has been spotted in downtown St. Louis.
Really?
So it's out there.
They came to visit us a couple of years ago. It's a really cool job if you're in college. You get to travel the whole entire country all summer long, and it's just good. It looks really cool on a resume, I feel like.
And you got to be careful, though. That thing's tough to maneuver. I will tell you that. Also, yesterday, we missed it. It was National Toasted Ravioli Day.
I know.
We missed it?
We missed it.
I feel like Foodstuffs guy missed
Man,
it.
Man, what do I got to do around here?
Go get some kittens.
Happy day after National.
I know. I'm bummed we missed it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I won't let it happen again next year. I'll mark my calendar right now, and I hope that you keep me around that long. Finally, I order a lot of Postmates. I'm into Postmates. Postmates has a new option. So you know Uber, there's Uber and there's Uber Pool. So like, oh, it doesn't cost as much, but you got to wait. And
what's Uber Pool?
You ride with other people.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's not as
no,
big.
No, thank
here,
you.
But it's... Yeah, you basically are just, they find somebody else who's kind of going in a similar direction. You hop in with them. It's less expensive, but you got to share.
Yeah, yeah.
So
then you have to make stops you don't want to make.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Postmates is taking this model, and basically, you order food from somewhere, and then you just wait until somebody else orders food from there, too.
It's a terrible idea.
And your food's just going to show up sometime.
It'll be cold and not good.
Yes, but it's cheaper.
I don't know.
If it's a popular place, you probably could get a good deal.
Yeah, you could.
But
especially like on a Friday or Saturday night.
But that risk is just not. Yeah, it just seems
I'm willing to overpay for things.
I completely agree. And trust me, I overpay regularly.
I do too.
And by the way, Postmates is like the ultimate in overpaying.
Yes, I mean,
yeah, it is.
If you're going to make it convenient for me, I'm in.
One day I was craving sushi rolls and I looked at Wasabi, which is literally 3 blocks from my house. And I was like, I could have Postmates deliver it. Or you could just get off your butt and get in the
car.
Yeah,
but sometimes you don't want to strap on that bra again.
No.
Oh, is that just me?
No, that's me
I don't
too,
have that
Court.
Problem anymore.
I
<haven't>
too.
That's Food Stuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney Co. Y98.
Food Stuffs!
But in your past, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
Jen.
Yeah, I know. Because it's like, you might already be in, like, your comfortable loungy clothes.
Yes.
And then you have to get dressed
Full
to go
elastic.
Into the restaurant.
Yes.
I know, I know. Lance
Bras,
the brand.
Right, guys?
Yeah, they're the worst.
It's a man's ear.
It's the bro.
Here's Lance with traffic.
All right, we've had our share of problems on the Illinois side this morning. Earlier crash is gone from westbound 5570 near Exchange Avenue. Now the problems in Madison County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.